Energy costs continue to be a key concern for producers in agriculture, and our dairy business is fairly energy intense, as you know. Some of you may be tempted to try to get a little extra mileage out of your spoiled silage. Neil Broadwater, University of Minnesota Regional Ag Extension Educator, says if that's a temptation, avoid it because it'd be a big mistake.
Do not try to stretch silage inventories by feeding spoiled silage. Poor quality silage will create a poor quality ration. Feeding spoiled silage, even at 5% of the total dry matter, will reduce intake. Nutrient digestibility and rumen health will be compromised.
Indeed, Dr. Broadwater says feeding spoiled silage to your dairy cows will cause a wide range of health and performance problems.
Spoiled silage can partially or totally destroy the forage mat in the rumen. Cows will be more susceptible to metabolic disorders, displaced abdominations, and hoof problems, and it also means a loss of milk production and or the increased cost of adding nutrients to the ration to compensate for the poor quality. And feeding spoiled silage to heifers and dry cows has a negative effect on fertility and reproductive performance.
Broadwater said those problems can surface even if as little as 5% of a feed ration is made of spoiled silage. For the World Dairy Diary, I'm Andy Vance reporting agriculture.